Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is GG Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the radio show and hear the things that I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, well, it's about 110 degrees. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. And it's hot, people. It's hot in the desert in Nevada in Las Vegas. Yes, it's extremely warm out here, and there's no breeze blowing. It's just direct sunlight beaming down on the city. And if you don't get under a tree or get inside with some air conditioning, you are going to burn up out here in the desert, because it's hot in Las Vegas, and it ain't nothing else I can say except where it's hot. It's a beautiful Monday. Today is July 12th, 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, let's talk about the NBA. All right, we're going to talk to G-Money about the sports report for July 12, 2021. Well, let's see. We have the Milwaukee Bucks representing the Eastern Conference. They were the champions in the East, and they're playing against the Phoenix Suns, who are the champions in the West, and they're playing for the Larry O'Brien World Championship NBA Trophy. And right now, what's the record of the playoffs right now, DJ Papa D?
The Phoenix Suns are leading the Milwaukee Bucks 2-1.
All right. Phoenix is the West, and I'm in favor of the West winning the NBA championship trophy. So that's a good sign. The West is in the lead. The West has won the championship for the last 5 years, except for when it was interrupted by the Toronto Raptors, who upset everybody, and they won the national championship about 5 years ago. But since then, the trophy has been in the West. So thank God for the Phoenix Suns, who's going to win the championship again and keep the championship in the West all over again. Because last year, the Los Angeles Lakers were the NBA world champions. And the year before that, it was the Golden State Warriors. So the trophy has been in the West for the last 4 years. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the NBA for July 12th, 2021. We don't have any more hockey because the hockey was won by the Tampa Bay Lightning. They finished the season last year, and they won the Stanley Cup championship. So Tampa Bay is like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that played in the football season. They won the Super Bowl. So Tampa Bay won in the hockey, and Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. Now we got to see who's going to win in the Major League Baseball. So, DJ Papa D, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but tell me, how many teams do they have in the Major League Baseball? And let me know how many teams they have in the Eastern Conference first. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's looking it up on the computer to see who's all playing in the Eastern Conference. And he's going to tell us in a minute who's playing in the Eastern Conference. And then we're going to go down to see their record for each team in the Eastern Conference so we can get an idea on who's in what position in the Eastern Conference.
So G-Money, there are 30 teams in the Major League Baseball. There are two leagues. There's the American League and the National League, and there are 15 teams in each league.
Oh.
Each league has an East Division, a West Division, and a Central Division.
Okay. Each one has a Western Division and the Central Division, so that means in the
East-West.
East-West
and Central.
East-West and Central. Okay, so the Eastern Conference has a Western Division, the Central Division, and the Eastern Division? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Three divisions?
No. There's two leagues, the American League and the National League.
Right.
And each league has an East, a Central, and a West.
Oh, okay. So it's three divisions in each in the American League and three in the National League. Right?
Right.
Okay. So, who's playing, let's see, in the Eastern Conference, who's playing?
There is no conference.
All right. Well, in the American League, who's playing in the East?
Are we going to go over all 30 teams?
Yes. I want to know what everybody's record is in each division in each conference. in the National League.
Why?
And then in the American League. Because I want to know who's winning in the baseball. Well, just tell me. Well, I want to know all the teams that are playing so my fans will
all
know
right.
everybody that's playing. Because we want to
okay.
do baseball, and we want to be complete with the baseball. So we can start off by learning all of the teams in the National League. Do the National League.
So in the American League... So in the American League, in the American League East, there are five teams: the Red Sox, the
what's the Red Sox record?
The Red Sox are 55-36, 55 wins, 36 losses. That's the Boston Red Sox. The Tampa Bay Rays are in second place with 53 wins and 37 losses. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place with 45 wins and 42 losses. The New York Yankees are in fourth place with 46 wins and 43 losses. And the Baltimore Orioles are in fifth place with 28 wins and 61 losses.
Okay. Five teams in the Eastern Division of the National League. Is that the National League or the American League?
That's the American League.
American League. Okay. So let's go to the next. That's the Central Division is next.
Right. In the Central Division, the White Sox are leading with 54 wins, 54-35, followed by the Cleveland Indians with 45 wins and 42 losses. Then it's the Detroit Tigers with 40 wins and 51 losses. In fourth place, it's the Minnesota Twins with 39 wins and 50 losses. And in fifth place is the Kansas City Royals with 36 wins and 53 losses.
Okay. And then where do we go? To the South Division?
The West.
We did the East, the West, the East, the Central, and the West in the National League. Okay, what's the West look like in the what are we doing, the American League?
American,
okay.
Right. The Houston Astros are in first place with 55 wins, 36 losses. The Oakland Athletics are in second place with 2 wins, 40 losses. The Seattle Mariners are in third place with 48 wins and 43 losses. The California Angels are in fourth place with 35 wins and 44 losses. And the Texas Rangers are in fifth place with 35 wins and 55 losses.
Okay, well, that's the American League. So let's go to the National League. How about the Western Division in the National League?
In the West, in the National League, the San Francisco Giants are ahead, are in first place with 57 wins and 32 losses, followed by the LA Dodgers with 56 wins and 35 losses. The San Diego Padres are in third place with 53 wins and 40 losses, followed by the Colorado Rockies, who have 40 wins and 51 losses. And in fifth place, the Arizona Diamondbacks have 26 wins and 66 losses.
Okay. And who's in the Central Division of the National League?
In the Central Division, it's the in the Central Division, it's the Milwaukee Brewers in first place with 53 wins, 39 losses, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who have 48 wins, 42 losses. Then it's the Chicago Cubs with 44 wins and 46 losses. The St. Louis Cardinals also have 44 wins and 46 losses. And in fifth place, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates with 34 wins and 56 losses.
And now, what about the South Division in the National League?
The only one that's left is the East. In the East, in first place, are the New York Mets, and they have 47 wins and 40 losses, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who have 44 wins and 44 losses. Then it's the Atlanta Braves in third place with 44 wins and 45 losses. In fourth place is the Washington Nationals with 42 wins and 47 losses. And in fifth place, the Miami Marlins with 39 wins and 50 losses. And that is
Major League Baseball. That sounds like G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. All right. Thank you, DJ Papa D, for the listing of all of the teams, the 30 teams that are playing in the Major League Baseball. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, Monday, July 12th. 2021. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, play some music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we
riding round town with all
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Welcome to Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I want to make an announcement. If you're following the G999 coin, there are other programs involved in the G999 project that you can get involved with. Well, they have diamonds and gold and silver, and they have jewelry, and they have fur coats, and they have telecommunications programs, and they also have multi-level marketing where if you invite other people to join in with the wealth-building situation, you can make some money with their efforts. So it's all involved in the G999 project. So sign up today and be a member of GS Partners and start working on building wealth in your community. All right, now I'm going to tell you a story. There was a man and a woman that lived in the house together. They had been married for like 3 years, and they were trying to have a baby, but they could never get pregnant. No matter what he did, he couldn't get his wife pregnant. So they decided that they were going to call the priest in their neighborhood over and have dinner at their house with the priest invited for dinner. So they invited the priest over, and after dinner, they started talking to him about praying for them so that they could have a baby. And the priest said, well, I can do that. In fact, next week, I'm going on sabbatical, and I'm going to Rome, Italy, and I'm going to be in the presence of the Pope. So while I'm there,
I will go to the chapel in the Vatican and I will light a candle and pray for you that you get pregnant and that you have a baby. So the next day, the priest got on the airplane and flew to Rome, Italy. And he stopped off at the cathedral and he lit a candle and prayed for the family to have babies so that they could actually start their family. So he was overseas for about 5 years. And then he flew back into America and he decided that he would stop in at the family's house just to see how they were doing. And when he knocked on the door, the woman came to the house, came to the front door and answered the door, and she was pregnant. Oh, she was big. She was like 8 months pregnant. And she was hollering at her kids because she had 4 kids that were running around the house. And she was trying to control them when she answered the door. And the priest came in. He said, well, I see you have your family. Congratulations. And I see you're pregnant and you're expecting another baby. And she said, yes, I'm pregnant again. And he said, well, where is your husband? I want to congratulate him on having a family. And she said, well, my husband isn't here right now. He's on his way back to Rome, Italy. And the priest said, what? Why is he going to Italy? And she said, because he's going to meet with you at the Vatican to try to get you to blow out the candle. That's a joke, but G-Money's a pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for me to tell you another story. So, DJ Papa D, it's time for you to play one of the stories that I recorded for the listening audience today. So, everybody, sit back, put your feet up, put your hands in a restful position, get some popcorn, get a couple of drinks to drink on while you're sitting back with your feet in the air and your head back against the pillow and listen to this interesting story about my life that I'm going to tell you. So DJ Papa D, play the story and we'll be back with some more of the show and some more music in a minute.
You know, when I was in the eighth grade, about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horace Mann Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that at our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother, about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home, and they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big, curly afro. But Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me, but I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first, and then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school, and he'd come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s, and I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros. And that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air. And they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro. And that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together. And all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short. Because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush, and then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down. The little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, but you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time, so his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair, and he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine. And the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out. And he had a big, puff, 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair and I would hot comb. I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, an afro. And my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Oh,
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing? Are you enjoying today's radio show? It's put together especially for your listening pleasure. So, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm hoping you're enjoying today's radio show. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fans, people listening to my radio show, my friends, my fans. Well, now it's time for the $50 cash giveaway. So, today is Monday, and today is Identify the Movie. We're going to play a clip from a movie, and you have 5 minutes to call the radio station and identify the name of the movie. So, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie for our listening audience now.
I smell vermin poontang. And the only good vermin poontang is dead vermin poontang. I think.
Okay, that's the clip from the movie. If you recognize that clip and you can tell us what the name of the movie is, you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station. And I'm looking for caller number 22. So I need 22 callers to call into the radio station to identify this movie clip. And the winner will win $50 cash prize. That's right. I got $50 right here to give away to the winner. So you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station. DJ Papa D, play that movie clip one more time for the audience.
I smell vermin poontang. And the only good vermin poontang is dead vermin poontang. I think.
Okay. Well, that's the clip from the movie. All right. We got 5 minutes for you to call in and claim the name of the movie to win the $50 cash prize. So, DJ Papa D, while we're waiting on them to call in, let's play one of my songs. How about Let's play Gregoryville. Yeah, play Gregoryville for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show and more songs in a minute.
You know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville, North Las Vegas. We call it the desert. You go inside the trees, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere. And people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across 100 yards of tall grass. And they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees. And that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people live in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because G-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G-Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had six security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring soap. In order to be accepted into Gregoryville, you had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
I smell vermin poontang, and the only good vermin poontang is dead vermin poontang, I think.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. So share it with a friend. Tell one, take one. Tell one and take one. So everybody can listen to G-Money's radio show. I have the best show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to give out the cash money for the winner of today's movie contest.
But with that, nope, I don't have a winner for today. There was nobody that called in to be caller 22. Nobody called in. They had 20, what is this, 18 people called in, but nobody called in to be 22. So we didn't get a winner today. Oh, well, I guess tomorrow we'll have better luck. I'll have $50 available for the contest for the call-in guest tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. But anyway, let me tell you about the financial report for G999. The financial report is still less than a penny. So you got plenty of time to sign up and start collecting the G999 coins. And remember, when you sign up and you get involved in the G999 project, you have an opportunity to get diamonds and gold and silver. You get opportunity to get jewelry. You get the opportunity to get furs. And you get the opportunity to be involved in telecommunications with Gmails or emails and text messages that will be silent, unbreakable, unhackable. And you can also build a downline so you can get multiple streams of income. All of that is involved in the G Money coin project. So sign up today. Join the platform. Join and become a member of G Money wealth building team. All right. DJ Papa D. Well, we didn't have a winner, so let me see. Well, let me thank the my brother.
The name of the movie was Caddyshack from 1980.
Caddyshack from 1980. Who was the star of that movie? Was that
Bill Murray? Bill Murray and Chevy Chase.
And Chevy Chase, that's right. Bill Murray.
And Rodney Dangerfield.
And Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, John Belushi wasn't in that movie? That's interesting. It sounds like that would have been a movie he would have been in. Because it's wild and crazy, for sure. And what year was that, 1980? Caddyshack. Yep, it was a funny movie, people. You got to see it if you haven't seen it already. All right, well, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow my radio show, as I have the best radio show on the planet. So, before I go, I think I want to wish happy birthday. I had somebody special yesterday that had a birthday on July 11th, and who was it, DJ? Who was birthday was yesterday, July 11th? It was Mark Hamilton, yes, my classmate from high school, who, I should say, rest in peace. Mark Hamilton has recently passed on to be with our Heavenly Father. But I want to recognize him for his birthday. Yesterday, he would have been 62 years old. So happy birthday, Mark Hamilton. Even though you've passed on, we want to remember your birthday. and wish you the best and everybody's praying for your well-being. All right, so who else is having a birthday this July 12th, 2021?
Fannie Lou Diane has a birthday, and it looks like Fannie Lou is a Zeta. Kai Boyce Raspberry has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kai. Robert Willis is 44 years old today. Happy birthday, Robert. Larry Washington has a birthday today. Dwight Baker, Signal, and today is his birthday.
Go, my friend. Yeah.
LaToya Clark has a birthday today also. Mark Anthony Wesley is 46 years old today. L. Vernon Wirt is 86 years old today. Happy birthday, sir. Devin Romero is 36 years old today. And that's it for birthdays for July 12th.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that was born on July 12th. And I hope you have a good, good, happy birthday on 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday, everybody. All my Zeta sisters and all my Sigma brothers and all the other Greeks that are celebrating their birthdays today. I want to say happy birthday. And to all the GDIs, yeah, I haven't forgot about you, goddamn individual. I'm wishing you happy birthday as well. All right, so to everybody, I want to say happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one too. Happy birthday, y'all. I hope you get some today. Tell your wives and your husbands you need to get some. Tell your boyfriends and girlfriends you need to get some. Because today is your special guest. So make sure you get plenty today. I mean, you know, some cake or some ice cream or some pie or something like that. Something sweet. Oh, yeah. I want you to get something for your birthday. So, better still, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm G-Money, wishing you a happy birthday, and I'm out of here. Until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm G-Money, and I'm wishing everybody peace, love, and soul. From Don Cornelius' day, back in the day when Soul Train was the thing. All right. Now, all right. So, I'll see you later. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a prayer. And let's pray that we get rid of this virus and that the virus doesn't spike up all over the world because of the 4th of July. We just had a major celebration of the 4th last weekend, not this past week, but the week before last. We had the 4th of July, and everybody got together to pop fireworks and firecrackers. And I'm sure nobody was wearing a mask, and they weren't even considering the fact that the virus was still around. So we need to maintain our social distance. We need to wash our hands and make sure we stay clean and make sure we maintain social distance so that we don't take anything home that we didn't leave the house with this morning. So have a good day until Monday, until Tuesday. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Good night. Sleep tight. And I'll see you tomorrow. That's right. All right, DJ Papa D. It's on you, but what you gonna do? Ha, 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 ha. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing
when we elected Donald Trump as president, he's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.